Most art courses can teach you about color and composition, but students in a class at Boston's South Bay House of Correction are learning more than just how to put paint to canvas. In the program, inmates and MIT students are learning together about the techniques of scenic painting and about collaboration. WBUR's Aaron Tron visited.
Allison Deschewitz says she hasn't seen anything quite like this since she landed in jail 8 years ago.
The room that we're in right now is very chaotic. Before all this chaos, it was very boring and dull, and now we're bringing some light to it.
Deschewitz is in the activity room at South Bay in Boston's South End. She and a dozen or so other women being held at the jail, and just as many MIT students, have come here every day for the last few weeks. Together, they're learning how to turn a small image that Deschewitz and her peers designed into a massive two-story mural.
All right, so what do you see?
Horns.
See no horns. Okay, what do you see?
What they're painting is hard to describe. There are walls, an eye, some jellyfish, and a puddle of water pooling under a tree.
Because if you look at the picture, there's like a door, and then when you open the door, there's sunlight behind the door and the sunset. And I think it explains how everybody in this room is feeling. Sometimes we feel hopeless, and sometimes we look at the picture and we feel hope.
Hope is something that Deschewitz says she needs more of. Every day, she reminds herself not to give up. A drug addiction got her mixed up with the wrong kind of people, and she found herself in jail at 19, the same age as some of the MIT students milling around. Freshman Sherry Shao says the mural evokes a different feeling. The section depicting a mother and child reminds her of family back in China. She's lived away from them for 5 years to attend school in the United States.
It just makes me feel like we will always be like the child like of our parents, and they will always be thinking about us no matter what. So, yeah, that really touched me.
Shao says she's learning about more than just new artistic techniques, like how to coordinate and
collaborate with people, having ideas, but also like respect other people's ideas.
That's one of the goals of bringing these two groups together. Set designer and MIT senior lecturer Sarah Brown is leading today's workshop. She says being in the same room is what matters.
To me, the purpose of the mural is really to give us an activity to bring us together, because there would be no way to have these groups interact in the way that they are without having that common goal.
South Bay has offered creative writing for more than a decade, but a mural project needed a partner. Women's program director Christina Ruccio is part of the team that reached out to MIT to collaborate. She says programs like this help women leave better off than when they entered.
This project is filling them with that sense of self-esteem, with that sense of life skill, you know, particularly, as I said, showing up on time, finishing something, working with diverse populations, struggling with a project and figuring out the solution. These are all skills that my women struggle with.
Because, like, I know for me, for the past, like, week and a half since I've been doing this every day, I've been actually happy to, like, be able to get up and know that I have something to do all day long.
And Deschewitz says she has one more thing to look forward to. Once the mural is assembled here at the jail, MIT will install a replica on its campus with an augmented reality experience. That means that soon, anyone will be able to see what Deschewitz helped create. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Aaron Tron.